Following death of popular JCPD police officer. Why all y'all niggas, when y'all die, y'all popular?
Are we on right now?
Yeah.
This is how do you even start like that?
Yeah, that's how you get it. Because that gives the illusion like we were really having an in-depth conversation when you just like press like record. When in reality, I just caught you off guard. So nothing really was being said prior. But it's one of two things. It's salacious, because that's how they get you to click on the thing. Because it could be anything of why she did the GoFundMe. But you already said my man had cancer. So you knew him.
I never actually met him, no. I spoke to him on the phone. He seems like a great person, and a lot of people.
Was he popular?
Yeah, a lot of people spoke highly of him, or speak highly of him.
Okay. So I guess the is not so salacious. Do you even sound like you're talking? Talk.
Check.
Yeah, there. All right. Well, I guess let me find some music, because I caught you off guard. I didn't think you were ready. You stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You have any topics before I find some music for us to listen to? You don't sound like you do. This is going to be a very long show.
We've been just, you know, pushing it to get to 100.
Yeah.
I took a pre-workout again today, so I'm
good.
Still
need to.
Why? I don't need to.
I always need to.
Thank you. We're getting ready to let our hair down, y'all.
He's not. This music is supposedly playing. I don't hear shit, but it's coming through the
Why is this? Check that.
Oh, I'm an idiot. All right.
Have to start
Nah, I'm gonna delete that. Delete. I ain't put this shit in the output. God damn it.
So
fuck, hold on. We gotta press start.
We never actually started recording.
No, we started recording. It's just the music portion. I had to stop. We're gonna take a commercial break. And we're back. Yeah. We're now back. I found the music. Yeah, this is what happens when you're like rushing to like set this shit up. I'm like, why is this shit fucking blowing? I gotta edit this shit in post, because that shit's gonna be loud as fuck when we're like talking about topics that we're gonna have.
Mm-hmm.
So let's properly start the show. Let's see if this works now. Yeah!
I'm so
on the road to 100.
What episode is it? 94?
Yeah. Six more.
Six more to go.
You know who the fuck this is.
And you don't know who this is. Unless you're listening.
Talk to
me,
Vaughn. I love like this funky shit. Ooh. You know who the fuck this is. I go by the name of Ash Madison. You can follow me at Unofficial Mayor.
Can you?
No.
So why are you lying to the people?
I don't know. At this point, I'm programmed.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Aliases include, but not limited to.
What are they?
Voice of the voiceless.
Voice for the people that don't speak.
Silver tongue Samaritan.
That tongue is silver.
Plus size poppy.
Medium size poppy.
Yeah. Old brown eyes.
Old brown
eyes. Crocky Balboa.
Crocky Balboa.
It's because I was in Philly yesterday.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, man.
Got on the steps?
Nah, I was too lazy to drive there. I went there for a chicken sandwich.
For a chicken
I'll explain to you once I...
Not that you were eating it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was, but I'll explain after, like, you know, I finish the rest of this.
Oh!
Depending on which girl you ask, which day of the week.
I'm so thrown off.
They may not refer to me at all.
You should not ever say that slogan again.
Yeah.
Those are done.
Yeah. Remember the... Pleasure's all yours, never ours. Oh man, that's enough for her. Yeah, so when I used to thrift heavy in Philly,
mm-hmm.
there's this let me put you guys on a little bit of game. Some of y'all might know, but people that like fake thrift when they go to like a boutique and they just spend $300 on a used AC/DC shirt with a fucking ketchup stain and fucking that armpit sweat.
Oh
yeah, people spend like $300-$500 on a used shirt.
the yellow armpit
sweatshirt. Yeah. So, and they got the nasty brown ring on the neck collar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people pay for that. So, there's a spot in Philly called Bulk Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's their at on Instagram. It's women owned, and they sell pretty much anything vintage from like the 40s up until like maybe like the 90s. They just receive shipment all the fucking time, and you can like request to go into their building. It's like $100 minimum, and it's kind of like they have everything categorized in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like, you gotta dig. Anyone who's a thrifter knows you gotta like the art of digging. You have to go through like shit,
right,
to find like dope shit. Like I have some jackets in there that I've thrifted from there specifically.
Okay.
And I went there and I was speaking to the owner and I was really hungry. And I was like, yo, I need like a dope vegan spot. She was like, oh, first of all, you should go to our actual like store called Racks Vintage, because like that's our storefront. What people don't know is like you come here and you buy it for like essentially wholesale, but all the good shit we send over there and then you got to buy for retail,
mm-hmm.
which is smart business. But like
right.
She put me onto the game. I'm like, oh shit, that's dope. And she was like, next there is this little bar. This is the only way I could call it. And it's called Tattooed Mom.
I feel like I've heard of this place before.
Probably, because I've posted it on my story.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's like this punk rock, like, very, like, it just doesn't look like a place you'd find yourself at.
Anything big around it?
Yeah, it's on South Street. It's on the Strip.
Okay.
And it's like they got DTLR, they got fucking comic book stores, okay. Everything's on this strip.
Yeah, I used to chill in Philly a lot. I haven't been there in 10 plus years.
Yeah, I mean, I used to chill in Philly a lot because I almost went to school out there. And then obviously just being around thrifting,
because
mm-hmm. that's like the nearest wholesale spot I can go to. So. Yeah, she put me on to this vegan spot. Well, they sell like regular food too, but they have a lot of vegan options.
Yeah.
And she was like, yo, the chicken sandwich. And I looked at her like, vegan chicken sandwiches are terrible. Like, they're almost as bad as vegan cheese. Vegan cheese is the worst thing on the planet.
I've never tried it.
Like, it's, if you put me, and it's funny because I'm about to talk about this show in a minute. If you gave me an option between eating ass and eating vegan cheese, I would ponder for a little bit. I'll pick the cheese, but the fact that it gives me a second to ponder, like I might eat this ass.
Oh, so you're not a grocery man.
No, not at all. We've spoke about this at length. You dabble in WIC.
Dabble's and, being nice.
And food stamps. I heard you've been known to swipe.
Whoa.
A food stamp or two.
I don't know what that means. What you heard? What
yeah, the fuck you does that you, mean? You said it on here.
So you heard from me. That's yeah. different.
yeah.
You say you heard is like somebody was talking about some shit. I
not only the house. Can't talk to nobody. What the fuck? I'm always here at work, or at school. I just enrolled.
Same. This weekend was the first time I went out.
And where'd you go?
I went to the factory. They had a bachata artist I wanted to go see.
Who?
Elvis Martinez.
Oh, the legend.
Yeah, he was there. He was lit, too.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's really nice. But yeah, man, if y'all want vegan chicken sandwiches, Tattooed Mom.
Was it good?
Hell yeah. They get mad at me every time they invite me to go to Jenny's house. Like, I show up hella late because I always
go to go there first?
Yeah, because...
How far does she live from there?
35 minutes?
Mm. So why wouldn't you just leave 35 minutes earlier?
Nah, because then, like, I don't know. Like, I just like going there.
They can't get mad. They almost never offer food that you would eat.
That's the point. So I go there. I eat my chicken sandwich. Have some waffle fries.
Mm.
They have good drinks on tap, but I'm not really drinking nowadays. But I used to, like, you know, drink a nice beer too. Good Corona and Grenadine.
Oof, I haven't seen you have one of those in a while.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, tattooed moms, and then you always got to do the loop. You got to go 7 minutes out the way and go to the Franklin Fountain. Mm. Get some good. You've been there?
Yes.
Best ice cream. Better than Torrico's.
Torrico's is overrated.
I know, but
it's
the
all
fountain,
about location, bro.
Nah, but the fountain is legit. That's like my go-to.
I need to go back. I haven't been, I don't, 10 years, 10 plus.
Yeah, man. Fountain, man, that's the good combo. Tattooed moms, the fountain. Every time I go to Philly, that's like.
We used to just do the tourist shit. We used to go to Pat's. I never went to Geno's.
Pat's is trash. Geno's is trash.
And then Max's I used to like too.
Oh, Max's is good. D'Alessandro's is good.
My boy that used to live there, RIP to the God. He used to say, yo, the best cheesesteaks you could get are at the Chinese restaurants.
I'm possibly.
Like, bruh, I don't doubt it. But
I mean, the best dogs too.
My favorite.
And cats.
My favorite place in Philly was the Bodegas, because it was a Chinese restaurant where you could buy a white tea. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, yeah. It was a Chinese bodega.
Yeah, hell yeah. Back when I used to dabble in strip clubs, I used to stay going to Onyx.
Okay, I've never been to a strip club out there.
Oh, it's rowdy. It's very rowdy. Funny enough, I was not there. It's funny because I've been out in that region twice this week. Now that I think about it, I went to Embroidery Con.
What the hell's that?
It's like Comic Con, but for embroidery.
No, I understood what it was. I said where.
Oh, AC.
That was this weekend?
No, it wasn't this weekend. It was this week, like weekday.
Okay.
Yeah, I went for my job. They asked me if I wanted to scope out the place, see if I could find anything that we can use in terms of like vendors and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was dope. They fucking had a lot of really expensive equipment.
Okay.
They gave me a lot of free shit.
They're still not better than you, though.
It's not that they're better than me. It's just that it's different from what people explain to me or it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more. The game is getting more gentrified. Like, man, all the brands that used to work together are either being bought out by one brand or they're splitting. And because now that everyone's taking their intellectual property, kind of like what they do with streaming. It's like now every fucking major network has its own streaming shit.
Right.
So like you need all the streaming channels to get all the good shit from everywhere, because one person could have it, but then the only place you could get it is somewhere else. That's what it's become.
People are monopolizing.
Yeah. So then we did that, and then we went to Tony Baloney's out there.
Tony Baloney. I don't even go to the one here. It's like 2 blocks away from your house.
Yeah. Thanks for telling where I live.
I mean, I didn't say which direction.
I mean, it's not going to be in the direction of where all the bars are.
Like we say it all the time, bro. We went to O'Hara's for your birthday. Are we doing that this year? We should do that again.
We should. At this point.
Get you a green tea shot.
Yeah. That was actually pretty good. I'm not going to hold you.
Good times.
But yeah, it made me remember how bad AC is.
How terrible it is, all the surrounding area?
Yes.
Yeah, it's bad.
It just looks like one.
It's so crazy.
It's so depressing.
It's like a fucking leech. The fucking casinos and all that shit is just draining everything else.
Yeah. Like, it just looks like the whole city looks abandoned.
Yep.
It just looks like someone just fucking nuked AC and everything is just the remains. Like, all the property looks like crack houses. The outside of the casinos look like crack houses. And some of the inside, too. Like, some of them carpets look like they've been there from since, like, the 40s.
Bro, you been to Vegas?
No.
Vegas is almost identical in that aspect. Like, you have the big strip or whatever, but, like, you look at, like, old Vegas or, like, around the surrounding area, all looks... Like, old Vegas is still, like, touristy. but touristic. But like anything around it, you just see it's just it's bad, bro.
I remember when my aunt used to live in the surrounding part. She used to live in a place called Paradise. Mm-hmm. And I took it for granted because I never went to go visit her mm-hmm. while she was out there. Because that was like not too far from the strip. But now she lives in Atlanta. Well, the outskirts of Atlanta. So it's the same thing. Like, I don't take advantage because she's like in a place where I'm like, oh, let me pop in, say what's up, and then actually go do shit. I'll just be in the house. But yeah, man. I actually started watching TV again.
Oh, yeah? What are you watching now?
My girlfriend told me we should watch a show called White Lotus.
I feel like I heard of this.
It's on HBO.
Mm, yes.
This is about the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I haven't seen it, but I do have HBO Max.
It is really weird.
What is it about?
It's about about a week vacation of just several people all going to this one vacation spot in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird. All of it. It's
weird how.
It's just like white people being white people. Somebody dies. It's just a lot of weird shit that happens. I don't want to give it away. But like, are you even going to want to watch this?
I might, but I'm the type of person you could tell me what happens and I'm still going to want to see it.
Yeah, all right, so I'm going to tell you. So there's this dude, right? His name is Armand. He's a fucking weirdo.
The name alone is weird.
Yeah, he has like the nasty, you know who Dale Earnhardt is?
Yes.
He has the Dale Earnhardt mustache. Like, it's just mad rapey.
I was about to make a bad joke.
Do it. He looks mad rapey.
Was it before the crash or after the crash?
Nah, before. That's foul.
Oh,
it was before.
You don't have.
Yeah, I do. It's over there, but it's like. It's hold on, let me go into the fridge.
No. All don't right. worry about it.
So he's like the hotel manager. And like all these people come and shit to like celebrate whatever they're doing.
Okay.
And, there's one family and the wife is like a boss bitch and the husband, I don't know if he's a stay at home dad or whatever, but he's just like a regular nigga. And they got two kids and one of the kids is a girl. She brought her friend. So, then there's another group who's, it's just a husband and wife. They just got married.
What's the genre to this?
What do you mean?
Like, is it a comedy? Is it a...
I guess you could say it's, like, suspense. Because it's just, like, a lot of, like, tension and shit. Mm. But it's just weird. And then, you know Stifler's mom?
Yes.
She's in it.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's a lonely, horny old lady who's just, like, depressed. Mm-hmm. And she's carrying her mother's ashes. And she wants to spread it into the ocean.
Well, thank God you weren't around to throw it on somebody's bed and fucking.
Oh, the shit. They almost did. She told one of the dudes to throw that shit in the garbage.
Hey, yo.
So the dude, Armand, like accidentally double booked like the most. It's called the Pineapple Suite.
Okay.
It's like the most popular, like high end room there. And they sent this dude to like a regular room and the new room was nice, but it's not what he paid for. And he was just being extra white about it.
Uh-huh.
And, his wife is like a journalist,
okay,
which is pretty dope. And she actually wrote an article about the badass, woman, the one that's with the family.
Yeah.
She took it the wrong way. So now they're kind of like not fucking with each other.
Beefing.
Yeah. And then the husband of the newlywed wife is constantly trying to get the pineapple suite. And Armand's like, nah, fuck that. Like, you going to take this room? And he just made this dude's, like, whole experience like a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the two girls, they wanted to get high. and they had a bunch of like oxys and a bunch of perks and shit. So Stifler's mom finds the bag and brings it to the lost and found, and he finds it, but then he just starts popping perks himself, and this nigga just starts like showing off his extra gay tendencies. Mm-hmm. So then there's this kid who works there. He's got to be like 18, 19, and he turns that little nigga out. Like, he basically makes him like full blown gay.
Oh my goodness.
And then he brings him into the into his office. Mm-hmm. They start doing coke. They start popping pills, Jesus drinking Christ. Fucking Don Julio 1942. And then the husband was like, nah, like, this nigga's pissed me off one too many times. I'm going into this nigga's office and you're about to give me this fucking room. And when he opens the door, this nigga's full blown at the cashier of groceries. Like, this nigga is about to check out. Like, this nigga's face is like, you know when Rikishi put his ass?
God, yes.
Yeah, it was like that. He was eating that little boy's ass out crazy.
Lord.
Yeah. And like, now he's at the mercy of the dude because he don't want to get fired. But then he gets fired anyway. Oh, he's about to get fired. They're like, yo, we're coming over to like fire you. Mm-hmm. So now he's like, word, I'm gonna get fired. I'm about to turn the fuck up. So he gets the boy, turns him out again, and then he brings his friends who also work there, and he turns them out.
Jesus.
So it's
Christ.
Like one gay orgy in his office. And then like this nigga did hella blow. This nigga drank mad liquor. It looked like it was like more Don Julio, but for shits and giggles, he's probably doing Henny, because you know Henny shits are crazy. So this nigga goes,
bro, I can't fuck with Henny.
Yeah, the Henny shits, when you take a Henny shit.
No, that shit is oof. Explosive.
Yeah, so this nigga fucking has the master key, because you know you could go in all the rooms.
Yeah.
This nigga goes upstairs, and this nigga opens up my man's luggage and takes a shit.
Oh my God.
A fucking cocaine infused Henny shit. Like two giant turds.
That's disgusting.
In his maleta. Like,
oof.
Yeah, them shits were fucking strong. Strong doo doo.
Oh my God.
A big dung heap.
I'm getting disgusted just thinking.
Yeah,
about-
so then my man actually goes back into his room because he's arguing with his fiance, his wife.
Uh-huh.
She actually wants a divorce already after a week. And this nigga goes upstairs and then he's starting to smell like, yo, what the fuck is that? And then he calls the front desk like, yo, someone took a shit. But this nigga's still in the fucking apartment. Well, he's still in the fucking pineapple suite and he's hiding. So my man's hearing footsteps. So now they're like on one side of the room and the other. So he grabs a knife. And when they both turn around, he kind of turned around and he caught him already.
Oof.
So he had the knife just already in him. And he just died immediately. Because, you know, you got bloods racing, cocaine's in your system.
Damn.
Like, Henny's in your system. This nigga fucking just died.
Was his shit worth it?
I don't know. Because he's dead now. Yeah, he just died. Fucking, like, blood all over his fucking Hawaiian Sophie shirt. This was about to get fired. He died.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then the white girl and the friend that she brought was black. They started doing all this colonizing shit.
I feel like I saw maybe the first 5 minutes of this and that was it.
Yeah, because it's
just...
Were
they in adjacent rooms?
They weren't in adjacent rooms. It was just in the same hotel.
Mm.
It doesn't really show like if they're like...
The brother was sleeping in the closet or some shit?
Yeah, he was sleeping in the closet and
saw like 5 minutes of this.
Yeah, book. And then he started sleeping in the beach.
Right.
Because he kept beating his meat and they didn't want him beating his
right.
meat.
Yeah, in front of the girl.
So he started beating his meat on the beach. Yo, this show's weird as fuck. And then at the end, this nigga, that little nigga, they're getting ready to go home. This nigga decides to run back and just join like a Hawaiian tribe.
What the fuck?
Cause they're like,
how many seasons are there?
It's just one season. It's like six episodes. No, it's two seasons. They started some other shit in France, but that shit wasn't hitting the same as the one in Hawaii. So I kind of just was like, I'm off this shit.
Right.
Literally. But my nigga Armand took a mean doodle. He just had the Dale. That's, he's going to be the cover art of this podcast. It's fucking Dale Earnhardt. Yeah. Nigga. Yeah, man. This shit was crazy. That's what I did with my week. Cuddled up watching this shit, and it's just like thinking of new ways of like and like integrating Armand into like my everyday like language.
Yeah.
Like I had one the other day and she started screaming, so I'm about to start using this shit all the time. It's like, well, niggas want to show their ass until Armand comes. Tell me, I'm gonna integrate him into my everyday lingo. Just for niggas to know.
But so that was your week?
I went to Embroidery Con. Niggas is trying to slut me out at work.
Slut you out. Let's
do you wanna talk about it? I could kinda go into a briefing about it. These niggas want me to fucking take work away from a bunch of people. That isn't that difficult, but they want me to do it. And they gotta pay for that.
Right. And they taking work away and they still getting paid the same.
Yeah, they getting paid the same. And then
they're adding work to you and you still getting paid the same.
Yeah, that doesn't sit well with my spirit.
The math ain't mathing.
Nah, the problem is math is what they want me to do. So yeah.
The math definitely ain't mathing.
Yeah, so I told them, I was like, shit's easier when it's dead. I'm gonna wait till it gets busy. I'm not doing this shit.
I wouldn't even do it now.
Nah, well, you know, I started school. I enrolled in school on Saturday, taking online courses.
You start classes already, though? Or?
I start tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm the only kid in class.
What do you mean?
Well, I take the class on. It's a self-paced online course.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I should graduate in 6 months, okay. Get my cert.
Give me my money.
Yeah. I started applying to loosely based
LinkedIn? Things.
Yeah. I got some stuff for me to apply to. Throw my name in a hat. See where it goes in the meantime.
Yeah, I would love to get a part-time, speaking of jobs, for an airline. I think that's what I'm going to try to do eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get these benefits.
How's that going to work if you work?
They would have to try to work around my hours. Loosely based. You could do per diem.
You could do that?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Damn.
Some luggage per diem.
You doo-doo on a luggage. That's what you gonna do? That's another reason why I never wanted to check my bag. Like, I don't trust an airline with, like, my shit. Like, imagine me packing a maleta and I put shoes in there. And it's just a not coming back.
Bro, that's why you gotta put in your carry-on.
But I only take carry-ons when I fly anywhere.
When I went to DR, I seen people take their bags, check that in, and they would take all their sneakers in their carry-on because they didn't trust anybody. Because before, you used to be able to put a lock on that bitch. You can't do that shit no more.
No. But that's the thing. Is like, I don't want... All of my clothes, to me, are like valuable.
Right.
Because it's vintage shit. There's t-shirts that I have that are like... That I didn't spend this amount of money, but appraised easily with the condition that they're in, they're easily $300-$500 t-shirts. And I'll be fucking damned if I fucking lose that shit. I almost barked on somebody when I was doing laundry. Really? That's why I stopped doing drop offs.
Yeah, you, I don't.
I dropped off at the Chinaman, because that's what I called them.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back and like three of my vintage tees were missing. And I held that motherfucker up. And them shits definitely came back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I never went back.
What was the excuse?
Oh, it was like, oh, I thought it was, you ain't think shit. Give me my shit.
On the spot they came back?
No, because I went to, because I do kind of like a mini, luckily the shit was like a block away.
Right.
So I thoroughly checked. I went to go through my shit. And luckily it was one of the shirts I wanted to wear. And I'm like, yo, where's this shirt? I'm not leaving here until this shirt is thing. I'm turning the fuck up. And I seen the shit. I was like, that shirt right there. Oh, this is yours? Yeah, nigga. And I never went back. I never trusted anyone to do my laundry again. If people don't know how to dress and they don't give a fuck about their clothes, they're going to drop that shit off and then they're going to miss the sock.
Right.
Like, I can't. I need to do this shit myself. I don't trust nobody doing my laundry.
Bro, I lose socks even when I do laundry in my own house. That shit don't even make sense to me.
I don't understand how people lose socks. To me, I don't understand.
I don't know, bro. Sometimes this shit just, I swear my washing machine eats that shit up or something.
No. I don't leave until everything. Do you even fold your clothes when you're done doing laundry?
Why not?
Or do you just stuff them in a bag?
No, I fold it. I don't go out wrinkled, bro.
Well, I do, but that's not the point.
No, I fold
them. I'm saying, like, you could fold your clothes and still be wrinkled.
No.
Yeah.
No, you have to iron your shit. I know that, but no. For the most part, I've folded clothes and, or the cheat way is you throw it in the dryer and put that shit on a fucking air dry for a little bit and let it refresh. It'll take the wrinkles out.
That's mad work. And plus, I'm not. Maybe now because I could go downstairs and do it.
It's not my word for me because I'll throw it in there while I'm taking a shower.
Yeah, because you have your shit in your house.
It's in my unit, right?
Yeah, I got to like go downstairs to the commie room.
Nah, I throw it in there and
let that shit. And I got to pay for that.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, yeah, because it's in your unit.
Correct.
I'm not trying to fucking like pay $1.50 to like dry 1.5 shirts. Like, what the fuck? Like, nah, y'all about to get this wrinkle. And then I'm going to tell you that it was a crease.
Right.
Like, no.
No, but if you fold your shit properly.
Well, I do. And that's why I know all my socks return to their owner. Like, I don't understand the concept of people losing their socks. My girl does that shit.
She loses her socks?
Yes. Like, it's like.
Does it boil your blood?
No, it just makes me think because I'm not a person to have their socks be lost like this. But then I hear like this is very common.
Very common.
How? These are articles of clothes. These are your clothes. Like you put them in the bag. They should come back in the bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I swear my washing machine swallows this shit up.
No, I know.
Or it turns up later when I'm not looking for it.
But that's life.
Right.
I stay fucking looking for shit. And then like when I don't need. Where the fuck was this shit at when I needed it? But yeah.
You had some shit so good you can't remember where you hit it.
I had some shit at work and then I found it, thank God. But I was like, damn, I need this shit because they gave me this shit to replace something. And I had that shit so good because I was afraid the employees was going to steal them. And I had them for myself. Yeah, man. But I don't know how y'all people lose socks. I don't know how y'all people lose clothes.
Oh, I don't lose clothes, but like little socks and shit? I don't know.
That's wild. That's just, I don't get it. Mm. I don't know. I heard they're opening up a Uniqlo in Newport.
Really?
Yeah. I'm kind of glad.
That's probably the only store I would probably go to.
Nah.
I don't really know what's in Newport anymore.
Zara's cool. And Macy's.
It's Zara.
Yeah, you could get yourself a good polo shirt at Macy's. You're wearing a polo hat right now. Probably got it at Macy's.
Nah, my dad buys. I mean, he probably did, but he buys polo shit all the time.
Yeah, that's
he's a
like
big polo fan.
Yeah, polo's like a good guy.
I don't like the bear though. I don't really care about the other.
Nah, I wear. Well, this isn't polo, but yeah, wear a good polo button up. Yeah, it's like adulting, but like you still fly. Yeah, like I could get away with it. Like I could wear a polo button up with sweats, look like Mick Foley, about to jump out of the hell of the cell.
Mankind.
Yeah, and just go to work and it'll be fly. Like it's not like I look crazy. You know what I mean?
Somebody else paved the way for you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, if Mick Foley and Rick Rubin had a love child, it'll be me.
Speaking of wrestling.
Yeah.
You know what this weekend is.
Yeah, it's WrestleMania.
Wrestle fucking mania.
I hope Roman Reigns wins.
You hope he wins?
Yeah, I'm tired of that white boy.
Cody Rhodes?
Yeah, man, tired of that nigga. He I understand that this is time, but like not yet. Like fuck that. Like you should have never came back.
I still prefer Sami Zayn's story.
I would have been more into that, but he was never part of the plan. It was always set up to be homeboy.
Yeah, the story's been cooking up a little bit though.
Yeah, but nah.
Well, I will be watching it, whether it's on my phone or in my house, but I will be watching it.
It's two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I got softball Saturday and Sunday this week, so it's starting to ramp back up.
Yeah, softball Leo's back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I heard Japan won.
Japan did win.
Huh.
And Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout, his teammate, to win the championship.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's what happened. Yeah. So is this guy really that good?
Bro, he might be. I mean, if he can play like this longevity-wise, might be the best player ever in baseball.
So I'm confused. Is he a pitcher or is he a
He's both.
So when he doesn't pitch,
he DHs and hits fucking balls. Oh,
okay. So he
bats when he's fucking pitching too.
Like when it's interleague play?
No, they let DH on both sides now.
Oh, really? See, yeah. I don't really give a fuck no more.
Last year, they started DHing on both sides.
So the National League has DH.
Correct.
That's whack. That was the whole purpose of it being the National League.
I think they felt like they had an advantage.
Who?
The National League felt the American League had an advantage with the DH.
No, because when you're playing the American League.
Plus, they also thought that pitchers batting wasn't.
Nah, that's whack.
Well, they took it away last year. What are you going to do?
See, this is why baseball's trash.
This year, they made bigger bases.
Bigger bases like what?
Like the base pads? Yes, they're actually bigger, so it'd probably be easier to steal.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. And then there used to be the shift. I don't know if you know what the shift is.
Yeah.
They took that out this year.
You can't shift in the middle of a game?
Defensively, no.
This game is trash.
They were taking hits from
That's
away
like
from
fucking
people.
Taking a shift away in football. Like if I'm a quarterback, right, and you're the defense and you see something in the offense and you need to shift, you're allowed to do that shit before I say hut.
Talking about the audible? Yes.
But yes.
I completely agree with you. I think these motherfuckers are getting paid millions and million dollars to play. Learn how to hit oppo. That's opposite. If you're a lefty and you have three people on one side that they know you hit to all the time, why would you not learn how to hit the other way? It gets so bad that the third baseman is playing shortstop. Or no, lies. The shortstop stays. The third baseman goes over to the other side of the second base. So you have two people at second and the first. The second baseman is all the way in the outfield, right in front of the right fielder. Like, if you know that's where they're going, why would you not? Or bunt or something. This is what I like about Shohei Ohtani. I keep telling people, and I had a feeling it was either going to be Japan or Venezuela that was going to win. Venezuela choked. Japan did it. Shohei Ohtani, great pitcher, great batter. He's also an outfielder. When he first started playing, he was playing outfield too. Hits bombs, right? Hits bombs, like competing for MVP, whatever. In the World Baseball Classic, he bunted. No one in DR was going to do some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shit that irks me about DR. Like, there was a podcast I was listening to in Spanish for 3 hours, which is crazy because I can't listen to that much Spanish.
I can't listen to regular people talk Spanish for 3 hours. So, and I work with Spanish people.
There was the whole podcast was Puerto Rico's, this one Puerto Rican sportscaster just basically saying that he believes Puerto Rican baseball players are better than Dominican baseball players. And I think there were valid points on both ends, but there was no neutral party because the podcasters, like the hosts, were also Dominican. So it was two Puerto Ricans, two Dominicans, and then two hosts that were Dominican. So it was basically a 4-on-2. So this motherfucker wasn't going to win regardless. Baseball, it's turned into more about offense than defense.
Man, fuck that game. That shit trash.
Basketball's done it too.
Well, my team is trash. So I've been stopped watching that.
Who's your team?
Houston Rockets. We are the worst basketball team in the NBA. And it's fine. Hopefully we could get a top 3 pick.
You guys got John Wall back, and I think he retired without even saying anything.
He's still on the team?
They got him back in a
we
trade.
We traded for him? They traded. Again? It didn't work the first time.
I don't think he's playing.
Come on, man. See, they want like the number one and the number two pick overall. Like, what are they doing? You're picking. See, he sneezed and farted and his back broke.
Look at his stats since January 24th till now.
He's really on the Rockets?
I'm telling you, he is.
Nah, he's on the Clippers.
No, they traded him back to Houston.
Come on, man. Fucking hate this shit.
Which made it even more awkward because he was talking shit about the people that were on the Rockets after he left, about how they basically catered to these rookies. And he was like, yo, the shit that you get away with here is you're not getting away with on any other team throughout the league. Like,
and now he's back. That's why it's a bunch of zeros. He doesn't want to go. This thing got no call, no show. How do you do that in the NBA?
Motherfucker, AWOL.
No, John Wall went AWOL. Fucking hate that nigga now. I used to do the John Wall when I used to be in college. I used to go like this and shit.
Dougie?
Yeah, man. I used to do that shit all the time. He was my favorite player at one point. Like, he was really, like, nice.
I liked him on the Wizards.
And then him and Bradley Beal would always fight, and then he sneezed and farted at the same time, and he broke his back.
It's crazy at 32, bro.
Yeah, man. It's sad. Him and DeMarcus Cousins. Another one. Anyway, I don't know. The world of podcasting is getting worse and worse. I think we lightly spoke about Adam 22 here, right?
We didn't lightly speak about him.
Oh, we spoke about him in depth? Yes. Yeah, it's getting worse. It's getting worse for they want to cancel him, but they can't because, like, he's white. They're like, you know, white power. It's scary because it's just showing the way we cater to white people in terms of a. I think all this shit's about power at the end of the day. And it's sad because I feel like the more in bed you are with, like, whoever the fuck controls whatever it is and whatever field you're in, it's all about power. So you feel Teflon, and then, you know, you'd be able to get away with these things. That's why I'm so into, like, these documentaries and shit that I've yet to watch. Like Waco.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Waco? Mm-mm. Oh, man. I think that shit happened either in the 80s and the 90s. And it was, like, this cult-like figure. And, like, he basically was just, like, killing a bunch of people. And he had, like, a bunch of people and a bunch of wives. He had a bunch of wives in on Waco, Texas.
I when you said Waco, I thought of Waco, Texas.
Okay. Yeah, it was like really. It's like Jim Jones, the original Jim Jones. Do you know who that is?
Loosely.
Yeah, man. He was a cult-like figure who basically had everyone drink Kool-Aid to kill themselves.
Bro, I'm done with Joe Biden. I'm sorry. Just
why? That's my guy.
Biden, after six people died in Nashville shooting of a private Christian school, in his address to it, said, I came down here because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
He said that? Nah, he ain't say that.
What is wrong with this
guy? Nah, there's got to be like some sort of a video clip. Play it.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding.
Yo, why does he talk like a slur?
He's old as fuck.
I ain't gonna hold you. Y'all gonna kill me, but I might vote for Trump this time around, bro.
Did you see that? The pictures they posted of, like, what it would look like if he ran away from the cops when he was supposed to get arrested?
Who?
Trump.
Nah.
I gotta find the pictures. It should look funny as hell.
He's not getting arrested, bro. He's Teflon Don, literally.
Yo, can we talk about your boy 6ix9ine, though?
Already got jumped at a LA Fitness in the middle of a basketball
The dude game. Recorded him getting jumped. And then at the end said, yo, I'm a big fan, bro. He was like, nah, but y'all jumped me. He was like, I mean, I was going to help you, but I just want to let you know I'm a fan. Like, yo, they fucked him up.
Well, what does he expect? He thinks he's out here. He does all this shit.
Bro, is this the first time he gets fucked up in the amount of time he's been out?
Yeah, but how often is he outside, really?
Oh, listen.
Like, that's a life that, like, you're... Like, you put all that stupid shit in your face. Did you ever see the 6ix9ine doc?
No.
On Hulu? Mm-mm. Great watch. If anyone's interested in... I'm the king of documentaries of just taking information. That's a great documentary. He basically painted himself into this lifestyle. I mean, it sucks what happened to him in terms of, like, his baby mom's fucking his manager. Like, she's a piece of shit for that. And that's foul because, you know, they were, like, friends at one point. But, you know, it's... That goes back to what I was saying. It's all about power. Like, he was a cash cow for this gang. And his boss, who was like one of the dudes in the gang, knew he held him for, oh shit. Trump is the man. He's not getting arrested. He's going to be president again. I guarantee it. But yeah, he donkey fucked his baby moms. Took her to town.
Motherfuckers have no respect.
Why? Why would you? Oh, I'm not going to answer this. I will call her later. This is where there's no point in keeping the rules here if the show's about to end.
We still have 6 more episodes to go.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to follow the rules. I mean, fuck it now. No one listens to this shit.
How many did we get last week?
I don't know. Probably like 10. I don't know why these people still listen. I don't know what they may find funny or endearing, but it's just it's a sad, we're going out as a sad whimper.
Are we really going to record an hour worth of nothing?
2 hours.
For the last episode?
For the last episode.
2 hours?
Worth of nothing.
Do you think people are actually going to listen?
That'll be the ultimate test. You ever seen Pootie Tang?
Pootie Tang, yes.
You remember the scene when he's playing that new song and it was just silence? Mm-hmm. It's going to be like that. That's going to be the cover art. Of the 100th episode, it's gonna be Pootie Tang, and it's just gonna be silence. That's gonna be the song of the week. That's gonna be how the song. That's gonna be how the podcast starts, and that's it. It's just gonna go out in a hot blaze of silence. You know what I mean? So, but we're fucked as a country. We're fucked. This nigga does not take this shooting seriously. Trump, who's my guy, I'm riding with him now. Fake Republican.
Okay.
He is the Republicans' best shot at reclaiming the throne. They don't have anybody else who can like hold a candle to this dude because we're in a country, we're in a society now that we look at everything not for what it needs to be, but we're here for just like the shits and giggles. Mm-hmm. So because everybody wants to complain and bitch on Twitter, they'll have that. People would rather vote for that.
Right.
It's like when they came into the White House and they put shit, they took a piece of Armand's doo-doo from the maleta and they smeared it on the wall. They pap smeared it on the wall. That's what America wants to do. They don't want like core values of like, you know, doing shit the right way and like turning this shit around. No, they want fucking sensationalism. They want capitalism and it's greed. And it's all about how many likes you could get on fucking Instagram.
It's shit ass.
It is. And this is why Trump is going to win. And what you call it? He's going to win 2024. Biden's going to die soon. Real soon.
Kamala Harris is going to take over.
Nah.
She has to. She's next up.
Yeah, but Trump's going to win. He's not going to have time to.
When do you think he's going to die by?
2024.
Okay.
He's going to die during the he's gonna have like they're gonna have the congressional like debates and shit, and this nigga's gonna like slur.
Bro, if this happens,
telling you, crazy. Trump is gonna win, bro. They're not gonna let that nigga go to jail.
About a Simpsons prediction out here.
Who, me? Mm-hmm. It's guaranteed. It's a lock. I predicted Trump was gonna win last time, and people thought I was crazy. You could see it. You could see the tide turning. Since this nigga Biden has come into power, like, outside of the fact that we're now looked at as a complete joke by the rest of the nation and like the rest of the world, like, we've done nothing right. He's handled the tail end of COVID poorly. This nigga, none of the promises that he put into what he was saying came true. Racism is still alive. Like, this nigga ain't calm anything down. Like, at least with Trump, as much as you want to hate on this nigga, we were doing good economically. And we're about to hit another depression soon.
Depression or recession?
Depression.
A Great Depression?
Yeah, it's going to go. It's going to hit bad. We owe so much money from the PPP.
Yeah, but people fuck themselves with that shit.
No, they're going to wipe the slate clean because it's hot. They can't arrest that many people. What are they going to do? There's not enough jails for the people that are in jail now. They're not going to arrest all them niggas. I'm telling you, we gonna eat that. They're trying to fight the whole wipe everybody's debt clean for FAFSA and all this shit. America's just, I'm telling you, man, America's credit score has to be in the 500s, bro.
Trash.
Like,
I don't understand how the dollar's still so high up in value.
Because every other place is fucking terrible. The the euro's not that high. Fucking the peso's at an all-time low. It's like inflation, but everybody's fucked. Nothing matters right now.
I wish people would just stop being lazy and actually try to get jobs.
Why?
Because
we're in a time. That's actually what I'm going to school for. I'm trying to not work. I'm trying to work from home.
No, but that's different. You're actually trying to work. There's people that aren't working, don't want to work, and just want to live off the system.
Technically, I can because I've made it. I am here.
That is. But you're also working.
I'm gainfully employed. I'm trying to get out of the system. But I am taking benefits of me being in the system until I can, like, do it on my own to be out.
But that's different. You're using it to your advantage to better yourself. People are using these to just use it and don't give a fuck and will stay at this status quo and not try to better themselves.
I told you about my uncle. Was it the last episode or was it my girlfriend I told about my uncle?
What part?
About how I have two uncles that came from America.
That are two total complete opposites? Yeah. It was on the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
That nigga, his rent's like $200. His living room is the size of this apartment. I'm not even being funny.
I don't doubt it.
He has four bedrooms.
And I'm busting my ass.
Yes, you're paying for that.
And I live in a one bedroom.
Yes, with a washer and dryer.
With a washer and dryer.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
At least my clothes ain't wrinkled.
He don't got clothes. That nigga fucking wears fucking shit from Salvation Army, which is fine, because I like a good thrift.
So here's a question. Yeah, people always use that. I pay my taxes. I'm your boss.
Yeah, me all the time.
Can I say that to somebody when I pay taxes and they're living on
that
shit?
Yeah, what the fuck? I say that shit all the time too. They got to pay your taxes for you to fucking beat your meat watching Matlock. Man, get a fucking job.
Beat your meat on the beach.
Yeah, man. Go to fucking Long Beach or fucking Lake Hopkong. Beat your meat at the lake.
Go to the beach that what's the beach Christie went to when they shut down all the beaches?
Oh, was it Belmar?
Just so that he could watch the fireworks and nobody else
could? Yeah, yeah. I actually had an episode cover of Joseph him sitting in the thing by himself. That was a fat piece of shit.
The picture of him when he was playing baseball or softball or some shit, and my man had the pants up. He had the little fucking...
He had the male fupa going on in the dugout. That nigga was on the on deck circle with a fupa, with a male foop. Fuck, I fucking, there's not a lot of people I hate on this planet, but that motherfucker I genuinely hate. When Sandy happened, he fucked us over heavy.
He was trash.
He was the worst. And this nigga almost, like, he made it when Trump got elected.
They dropped him out of being a Republican.
How you get dropped out?
They just own that nigga. They didn't even want him around.
Nah, I fucking hate that nigga.
He thought he was going to be up there with him.
Yeah.
And Trump was like, that's a dub, bro.
Yeah, man. Pick up your fucking pants. Yeah, man. He's the worst.
Somebody should have grabbed him by the pussy.
I don't know, man. I want to keep my hands to myself. Get your hand lost in there.
Hey, yo.
Nigga, look like he's just in a life. Like, you know, you have a potato sack race. He just looks like he just wears a potato sack.
He was camel toeing like a
monster. Yeah, man. That nigga was fucking moose knuckling. Heavy. Both knuckles. Like this. Mm-mm. Nasty, nasty man. But, man, we're in a country, we're fucked, bro. I'm telling you, Trump is going to take over. Like, we're going to make America great again. You know what I mean? MAGA.
Yo, you know what that just reminded me of?
What?
Did you see Kanye's recent tweet?
I didn't even know it was back on Twitter.
Was it tweet or on Instagram? I might have been on Instagram.
I don't have Instagram still.
He posted a picture of Jonah Hill and...
I heard. He says he's not Jew. He's not...
he doesn't hate Jews
anti-Semite
anymore.
Because of Jonah Hill.
Yep.
That I read as one of the articles.
Like, he just... I guess he thought that was a good idea.
Now he wants his money back. He wants his he's smashing for his rations.
So I guess he signed back with Adidas for that remaining contract and then said, let me try to make peace with them.
According to them, they want to sell their first Yeezy at April 1st. I don't know if it's an April Fool's thing, but
it's unconfirmed?
I seen it on Kicks on Fire. I don't know if it's supposed to be an April Fool's joke, but it says that's the first one they're selling without the Yeezy... like shit on the insole or
but that
on the
doesn't
box.
Make sense because they made a deal with him to sell their remaining stock. So
but they might do it without the branding. Like they still gonna sell the silhouette.
That would defeat the purpose of bringing Kanye back because people.
Well, it's not necessarily bringing him back. It's just they're selling his IP.
Correct, but they
people, you own his IP.
They know that people were only gonna buy it with his brand on it.
Well, they're already losing money. So you might as well sell the shit, see how it goes if niggas is gonna buy it without it, and see where it goes, see where it takes them. But this goes back to what I was just talking about capitalism. This is why America's fucking credit score is like a 480.
Like, it just keeps going down.
Yeah, man. It's capitalism. We don't give a fuck about nothing. We are supposedly the land of the free. The home of the chicken shit, because we're definitely not home of the brave. And how is it that our neighbors in Canada get this free healthcare, bro? And we can't. I don't know any other country for real. Like, even when people are homeless, it's like they're all right. Well, like when we're homeless, like niggas is homeless in the cold. That's rough. You know what I mean? Like, they don't care. They don't care. As long as, like, their money.
Everyone cares just for themselves.
Yeah. And this is why shit is trash. This is why I fucking hate this country sometimes. Like, yeah, we're lucky for the next 6 episodes we have a voice. You know, we have freedom of speech. And for a little bit more, I'm still the voice of the voiceless. But, you know, it's just really depressing to know that niggas really only give a fuck about themselves.
It's sad.
It's really distasteful. It's disheartening. And I'm a victim of that too, cause I get so frustrated now that it's like I don't want to talk to nobody.
No.
Like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Like, shut the fuck up, get out my way. 6 feet, bitch. But it's terrible. Everybody, you're only, it goes back to what I've said on prior episodes. There's only two types of people in this world. There's two times of seasons in this world. You're either useful or useless, and it's the season I need you or the season you need me.
Right.
And this is why America is never going to prosper, and this is why we're going to hit a depression. The value of everything. We're on a shortage of supplies everywhere still. We're going to hit another crash in the home buying industry, which is great for me. Hopefully it doesn't fuck with my 401k so I could, like, you know, cash out, buy really low. But it's coming. I know we're not going to hit another COVID. We seem to have gotten that under control. We'll for see. The most part.
Right.
We're not going to have a big pandemic like that again.
Let's hope not.
I doubt it. But the 2024 is going to be a very, very interesting year. I'm telling you right now. And when Papa Trump comes back in office, or Lord and Savior, Teflon Don, racism is going to be rampant again. Hatred is going to be at an all-time high. And white people are going to want to reclaim the throne. Because for the first time, these motherfuckers feel like they're the minority.
I don't think they ever feel that way.
They do. Every relationship, Chris Rock said it on his stand-up recently. Every relationship that they show is always a mixed couple. And then you got to realize, out of their population, let's say the 70% of the population is white men, you got to take into account that at least 15% of that are gay. So they're not even reproducing.
Jesus Christ.
So you got like half the country of like white men, and then you got like us, the colored folk. And then, oh, yo,
what's she doing? Again?
I don't know. I would hope not. I brought her back to life. I learned why she died.
Why?
Let me see. I overfed her. She was like 1,000 pounds. Yeah, it was like terrible. She's starving right now. Yeah, I learned my lesson not to overfeed and to constantly give her attention. It's like women. Like, you feed women.
It's a
women,
training, bro. That's...
I'm saying, you feed women good food, and you give them constant attention, like, they won't complain. That's what... You have to give them food. You can't give them snacks. You gotta give them a whole meal.
You're stupid.
I'm dead. No, I'm talking about the Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, I'm talking about women too. Like, you gotta feed them a meal. Yeah. Like, you can't give them a fucking like Nutri-Grain bar. Oh, you gotta like give them like food, like dinner, and quality time. Cause if not, it's gonna be a long day.
Food and cuddles.
Yeah. Do you feel like that, relationships? Or just like women you try to court?
I mean, I haven't been very successful, so I can't.
In
tell.
What? The courting or relationships?
Both.
I'm learning. I'm up until this point. Now I'm getting to the point of success, but I can tell you right now, I've clearly failed as well.
It happens.
Yeah, but food. Women love food. Women
food
love to eat.
Fixes everything.
Yeah. That and, you know, it's just nasty times. Do you have any music you want to play while I keep feeding my child here?
I do not have one right now.
You don't have anything?
No.
Damn.
Maybe after we get to episode 101, maybe I'll start bringing some music.
Who said we're going to have 101? Well, let me see if I find some music here while I, what'd you call it? I don't see... anything that I might add some shit. Let's see. I'll be fake adding some shit. I lucked out and hit on the on the big bubble last night.
Oh,
early. The 86. Yeah. I needed that for the toe.
Were they that high in demand?
No. It's the story behind it. It was pretty cool. I'll tell you guys real quick. No, though nobody gives a fuck. They cut it to the way of the specifications of the way it was exactly in 86. Well, 87 when they released. But the problem is that the way they made the bubble so big, it was defective. They didn't master the air technology.
Yeah.
And you know, before they were making all these shoes with air technology, but no, like the Air Force One, you can't see the air bubble in the Air Force One because it's just the sole.
Yeah.
So people were like, they don't really got, it's just rubber.
Right.
It's not really air.
Right.
So I forgot the dude's name. Just fucking mentioned his name before. I think his name is Rudy something. Mm-hmm. He was like an aerodynamics, like space guy. And he brought Nike the technology of air to be put in the little capsules. And then Tinker Hatfield was like, that'll be fire if people actually have that scene, like aesthetically.
Right.
But the bubble was so fucking big that the technology wasn't there. So when it was winter, them shits was about to pop. But the thing is that they released them in the spring. Obviously, Air Max is 326 on the during the spring, so they didn't have that feat. They didn't have that trouble yet because it was just warm everywhere. But
they didn't foresee the future.
No, now they have the same aesthetics, but obviously the technology is so much better.
Correct.
Now niggas got Vapor Max Plus, where the fucking whole shoe's made of air.
Yeah.
And
I used
like
to have those.
Yeah, and them I shits do this, not fucking pop for
I had
nothing.
The Silver Bullets with Vapor Max.
Those were filthy. Yes. That was a nasty shoe. Why did you buy that?
I don't know.
That was bad. That was a bad buy.
I liked it.
Ew.
I wore them all the time till them shits popped.
Then you popped them?
Eventually.
Oh.
It was usage.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, and the technology of running.
Couldn't get my hands on the Silver Bullet. That's why I got them. The Silver Bullets back then were rough to get. Now them shits, I mean, I have them now, but.
Yeah, I had them before.
The restock pair right now, you can still probably get them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was lucky.
I should have brought my Lost and Founds today.
Just you should have. Yeah, you should put them on. Maybe episode 100 when it's quiet. You just leave them here and just go home.
The only sound you're going to hear is when I bang them on the fucking
Yeah,
tube.
You could go home. You could leave them here.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the big bubble, they remade it to the 86 aesthetics, which is pretty cool. And yeah, it was nice to hit for retail, because I really love Air Max Ones.
Right.
And I wish that they took that cut and did it to all the main colors, like doing it to the blue ones and other colors.
I'm
that
sure
are
they
like,
will.
Hopefully, because I don't have either of those colors, so I can live with just having the 86 cut and they re-release the blue one like that. So, but I'm going to play a song. I don't know if I even played this shit here before. If we did, then I'm sorry. We're just gonna play it again because, yeah, I don't have anything new to play.
I don't either.
So this is It Ain't Fair by Jaleesa Ray. Hopefully I didn't play this. I have a feeling I played this already. Oh, really?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm going to find another song. Really? I played it?
What's the name of the song?
It Ain't Fair.
I feel like I've heard it before. I could be wrong, though. What's the other one that I liked? The Sex X one? That the same?
Oh yeah, I'll play this because apparently this is new, and I didn't even know he actually dropped it this week, and I didn't even know he dropped a new album. So I'm gonna play this without ever hearing it, because he's actually one of my favorite artists of today. This is Black, aka 6 Lack.
I heard the album was sick.
I'm gonna play Fatal Attraction because that sounds like a really good title to a song. And yeah, this is what I'm gonna play.
Let's do it.
That shit already sound hard.
One piano stroke.
Hell yeah.
Words gotta match the actions. Fatal, fatal attraction. RIP. For every time we went through it, no, it's all on me. So no more running backs, no more apologies. Slant right, got me thrown. Before we ever fought, we spent hours on the phone. I done dragged all my exes through the mud, so I ain't gotta do it no more. We know they got FOMO, we know it's all promo when they talk about us. If you're talking about me, I must've did something right. I could make one night feel like a whole damn life. Get rid of that strife, update your life on some iOS. Came 3 times.
That's hard. I fucking love this guy.
I'm about to listen to the album on the way home. I'm only going to get to 2 songs, maybe.
That's enough where they cancel me and take me down. But yeah, but that's Fatal Attraction.
You got to wait till episode 100 to get canceled.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of playing Silence, we just play people's albums and shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to whatchacallit. Have to just play every fucking song ever. Not give a fuck. And yeah, that's going to be this is the episode. Armand, he's a cover art. I got to find that nigga.
Sounds good.
I don't even have a title for the name of this shit. I might name this shit 6 more though. 6 more and we out.
6 more and we out.
Damn, man.
Doodoo Brown.
Yeah, man. Doodoo Brown is what you call it? That was a jam. Let me see. Doo-doo-brown. Tell them who the fuck you are.
Hey, you know who this is? It's not Ash.
Yeah.
It's LRod0025. Follow me on the gram.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my Essentials hoodie. The off-black. That shit was forest green.
That shit was so black, it was green.
What the fuck?
That shit was all black, really.
I wore it on Saturday to the factory because I'm not that Dominican. I couldn't wear the button-up shirts and the motherfuckers.
The white shoes.
Bro, you a grown-ass man dressing for another grown-ass man. Like
the white Diesels. You didn't have those on deck? Hold on.
The pony toes, the Aldos.
Yeah. That was... Yo, we're some filthy niggas, yo. Well, our countrymen are trash. I was playing fucking Jersey club music for my girl, because she's never heard this shit before.
Really?
And she looked at me like, turn this shit off.
Trash.
Yeah. She didn't know that was like a moment in time.
Bro, blasting that shit at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And then I was showing her
do
like...
Do the sexy walk now.
Yeah, I was showing her like...
Keep going.
The sexy walk. She was like, turn this shit off. Turn it off!
She's a good one. She's a good one.
Yeah, she's funny. She's funnier than me. You know who the fuck this is, man. 6 more and we out. Had to run this back. Of course we gotta play Doodoo Brown after Armand took a doodoo in that maleta.
The shitty luggage.
You know, even when I don't try to tie things together, they get tied. You know what I mean?
We try.
Yeah.
Struggle bars to 100.
Yeah, man, we limping. We're going down in an endless whimper.
Mayday.
Yeah, Mayday is coming soon. It's after April.
Hey, you know my birthday is on Mother's Day this year?
Is it?
Yeah.
You should tell your mother that you're the gift.
I was born on Mother's Day.
Oh, really?
So we're going to do an exchange. Gift for me, no gift for you.
Oh, shit.
Her birthday is 6 days after.
Oh, but then she doubles up.
Yeah.
So you have to get her something regardless. So you're going to get her nothing for Mother's Day? Time out. You're gonna not get your mother anything for her birthday?
No, I always
and Mother's
her,
Day?
I always get her something.
That's for shitty.
No, I always get her something. Why the fuck would I not get her something?
What are you doing for Easter?
I don't even know.
You celebrate Easter?
I mean, we used to all get together, but everyone's kind of moved away, so Easter's just a day off now.
It's on Sunday. It should always be a day off. It's not like that shit's on a fucking Wednesday. Like, I never seen fucking they celebrate God on Wednesday.
Did you forget I was a cop?
You never get days off.
So?
It doesn't matter because we pay your taxes.
Fuck out of here. I'm out.